Game two of a doubleheader between the Giants and Nationals. We'll take it to the bottom of the third. Daniel Murphy at the plate.
Murphy, and that's a loud sound. High in the air, left center. See you later. Number 20 for Daniel Murphy.
The 0-1 delivery. Slider hit on the ground toward the middle. It's through. It's a base hit. Span will score the tying run. Heading home is Panic. The throw from Taylor is in time for the out. What a throw! And now he winds and fires. And a swing and a long drive left field to the wall, and it's gone. Ryan Zimmerman puts one into the Giants bullpen to give the Nationals the lead. Long drive to right, and this game is tied. That one's into and off the facing of the third deck. The Nationals' lead is gone. It's 2-2.
The kick and Suarez pitch. Swing and a high fly ball. Deep left center field. This will end the game, and it is gone. Goodbye. It's a grand slam. Home run for Howie Kendrick.
Win number 70 comes in dramatic fashion as the Nationals take this one 6-2. They've now won four of their last five games. Max Scherzer goes seven innings, allowing two runs on five hits, and he would strike out 10. Howie Kendrick wins this one with a walk-off grand slam in the 11th inning. Here's what he had to say about the game.
Trying to get it done. You know, it's a long game, doubleheader today. And, you know, it's really important to try to win series. And, you know, I was so pumped right there in that situation. They walked Tony and just have opportunity.
First one as a National.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You got to enjoy this, man. This is what we live for. This is why we play, you know. And, you know, it's just a great part of the game. Guys getting on ahead of you, and you want to try to come through. And today I was that guy.
Dusty Baker and the Nationals win in dramatic fashion thanks to a walk-off grand slam by Howie Kendrick in the 11th inning. Nationals win this one 6-2. Here's Baker on the victory.
Boy, it's a long day. And it had really been long had we lost. You know, a double hitter, but boy, that was a great ending. And the guys gave us all they had. Albers threw the ball great. Doolittle got out of trouble. Kinzer was outstanding, and Max was outstanding. We knew he was going to be big, you know, before we first got him. Because I know how he was on the other side of the field. You know, you really don't want to face him because he's strong enough to hit the ball out, but he has great back control to hit the ball to right field at any time. And he's great with two outs. He has a great attitude. The guys on the team love him. And that's what I was told, you know, many, many years ago. And I know when they traded him from the Angels, you know, Mike Socha, I wasn't real happy about it because he was one of their team leaders, one of their real team leaders. So I'm just glad we have him. And, you know, he's had a smile on his face all the time. And, you know, he's been a great pleasure and joy to have on this team.
Did either of Michael Taylor's plays, you know, the catch mm-hmm. or the throw stand out to you more? Just kind of
at the time that it happened. You know, who knows? They might have been off to the races because they'd gotten three hits in a row off of Max, and you don't hardly see that. And, the catch was outstanding, but I think the throw, I didn't think he had a chance to throw out Panic, you know, because most of the time, if a guy hadn't got to third base or had just rounded it, you got a chance to throw him out. But once a guy rounds a bag, you don't have much chance to throw him out, especially from center field. He charged and threw a strike. You know, Weeters made a great play. And, you know, that was big. That kept the game intact.
Dusty, it looked like Ryan Madsen kind of warmed up and sat back down.
Yeah.
Everything going on with him?
No, he just had, you know, like a blister on his finger. And so, like I said, he wasn't available because of that. And, he was slated to come in at the time when Kinsler came in. And so we decided to go with Kinsler. It's great to have that option. And, you know, the bullpen, like I said, they did a great job, and, you know, it was a long day, real long day today.
How did Taylor look at the plate?
He looked a little bit behind, but that's to be expected. I'm glad he's back, and, you know, he's going to get better and better and better the more at-bats he gets, and the better his timing, gets, the more at-bats he gets, his time is going to be better. So, yeah, I'm just glad to have Michael back, especially, you know, it's been a, you know, tough year injury-wise. You know, like we lost Harp, and then we lost Goody in the first game, and then seems like one guy comes and another guy, you know, goes down, but at least we have guys to, you know, to replace him.
Monday, the Giants are in Miami for a series against the Marlins. Things resume on Tuesday for the Nationals. They'll be in D.C. for a series against the Angels.